Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, as you know, I always get the latest in technology, the latest in guests, and I get the best. And today we've got Sean Worthington from CloudCoin. And, Sean, welcome aboard, and tell us about CloudCoin.
Sure. Well, CloudCoin is a total game changer because it is the first digital currency that doesn't use a public ledger or the blockchain. And so basically there's two types of currencies, ones in which use a public ledger. And in fact, we humans don't really use the public ledger very much. It's used on the island of Yap, where they have these big stone coins that they roll around in the village center. But the other type is a decentralized, which is what we're most familiar with. That's dollars and coins and things that are in our pocket. We have them, and so we know that we own them because we possess them. And that's what CloudCoin is. It's completely different. No public ledger. You actually have them on your cell phone or your digital device. And all you have to do is prove that they're not fake. You just have to use our counterfeit detection system every time you transact in them.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your thought.
I'm just saying it's really different.
So, all right, so I'll give you my background here just real quickly.
Sure.
I was an anti-Bitcoin person. I thought that it was more of a scam than anything else. And, of course, I've come around a little bit over time to believe that the cryptocurrency world might actually exist. I have an issue with what's going on, but of course I'm not a fan of the central bank system, which they can do whatever they want with it, value and devalue and play their games too, as we have the currency wars now. So how do I acquire CloudCoin? What do I do with it? What does it mean? Who's going to take it from me, and so on?
Well, first let's talk about what money is, because I think there's a lot of confusion about that. I myself am a candidate for a PhD in computer information systems, and I have been granted a provisional patent for a counterfeit detection system. And basically what I figured out is that money, or a monetary system, is an information system, and money is data. And so what makes money good money and valuable is that it has what's called logical and physical integrity, and that's the kind of thing that we apply to databases. So what I did is I took all of the rules that we use to create good information systems and good data and applied it to CloudCoin, and we created what we think is the perfect money, and it's going to be very valuable, I believe. So what makes it worth something? Well, with all digital currencies, you've got the ability to sit down at your computer and buy things all over the world. There's no bank fees, no taxes, no tariffs, no government rules. It's completely private for the most part. You don't have to worry about chargebacks or identity theft. And if you let your money sit around, it's not going to suffer from government inflation. And also, it might even go up in value. So people are making millions of dollars just buying digital currencies and letting them sit. And so it's something that is really valuable to our civilization, because money tells us what to do. It coordinates things. It's the data that keeps us from just falling apart, because, with entropy, the natural state of things is to degrade and fall apart. But money gives us the data in which we as human beings can make the correct decisions, and a civilization emerges from all those decisions.
All right, so, but I can't wrap my head around, it's hard for me to wrap my head around a lot of these things, and I see, of course, we started out with Bitcoin, which was the hot property, and then, of course, came Ethereum and others, and now I'm, talking to you about CloudCoin. So how do I go about acquiring Cloudcoin? What do I have to do to get it? How do I put it in my, you know, do I have a digital wallet like I would have with, like, with Bitcoin or something like that?
Well, no, there's no digital wallet because you don't need a public ledger. You don't have to create an account with Cloudcoin. The way that you get it, you know, there's lots of different ways to get it. One way is if you had, you know, if you knew somebody that had Cloudcoins and you wanted to exchange either your services or goods or cash of any other currency for them, you could do that just person to person. You could also go online and find somebody that wants to sell them. You could use PayPal or check or Western Union or wire transfer or credit card, for that matter, depending on who's trading them. So they're pretty easy to get a hold of.
All right. So again, I'm a little confused. So you got to try to help clear this up for me.
Sure.
I'm really not grasping, you know, where it came from, how it exists, and what makes it. You know, we know money has value just because that's the way we've been trained our entire lives, right? I mean, that's, you know, paper money and then gold. So we know those have value. Are they? I mean, is gold any worth any more than a rock on the street? Well, it is because we made it that way. But, you know, they could have chosen, you know, rocks or quartz or anything that it didn't have to be gold, right? So,
well, that's not actually true, because if you have anything that can be counterfeited, it's automatically not going to be money. So counterfeiting is, you know, the essence of money. Is that it cannot be counterfeited, because once you can start counterfeiting money, it's going to lose its value quickly. And that even goes through the government printing up too much money, which is a form of counterfeiting itself. So money has properties that give it what's called physical integrity. Gold and silver have had some of those properties, because what physical integrity means is that you can't add it to the system or take it away from the system. We have an accounting system that keeps track of who's creating value in the economy. And if money just shows up, it creates logical problems in our brain, and we make the wrong decisions based on those. And so gold and silver have been traditionally hard to just add to the system. But we've seen in times like the great Spanish inflation, where the Spaniards brought tons of silver over from the New World to the Old World, that caused some, you know, crazy things to go on, and it didn't create any wealth. It just created basically the rich getting richer, and the people that had salaries and wages, their wages and salaries did not keep up with the price inflation and cost of everything. And so the entire civilization actually went down. So the value of money comes from its value as data, believe it or not.
Well, no, I mean, again, you're a little bit above my head, but you're gonna before we're done, you're gonna get me to understand all this. But you know, but again, I go back to, you know, we are conditioned as people that the Fed is in charge, and that what they do is okay. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's basically the human nature of everything. That's how everybody's brought up,
sure.
You know. And so, you know, I got a dollar in my pocket. It's a dollar, you know. Now, of course, obviously there's been inflation. So my dollar, you know, that used to buy, you know, 3 or 4 gallons of gas, now doesn't buy a half a gallon of gas. So it's obviously changed over the years. But the entire process of this crypto technology, cryptocurrency, you know, some say that the blockchain is great because it's public and you can see where the money's going. You're telling me that's not good. You know, I go back to my example earlier of gold. I mean, you know, gold became a value when? In the 1600s, the 1400s? You know, when did gold become the established metal or a payment system? You know, why didn't somebody pick up a quartz rock and say, well, quartz is the value? Again, there's a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense to me from a layman's standpoint, and that's, you know, some of the things that I want to get from you. So, mm-hmm. You know, these are the issues that I find. And again, I'm not saying I don't believe or I'm against. I just don't know. So I need somebody to hold my hand and explain to me how all these work. But in the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We're with Sean Worthington from Cloudcoin, and it sounds really exciting, his new stuff. And, you know, make sure you check out his website. And your website is, Sean?
It's cloudcoin.global.
Cloudcoin.global. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. Remember, libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. We'll be back with more from Sean Worthington from Cloudcoin Global, or cloudcoin.global, right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Something Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich with Sean Worthington from CloudCoin.global. Okay, Sean, so I gave you a whole list of laundry list of questions before you went to break. Hold my hand, make me feel better, and make me understand it.
Okay, so our money has to track what we're doing. It's got to basically provide the role of data in a monetary system, which is an information system. And so if, like, the worst money possible would be ice cubes. With ice cubes, I could go to my freezer and make them, and then once I brought them out to spend them, they would melt. And so they have no physical integrity. Gold and silver has been used for about 2,000 years or over 2,000 years as coins, and they do not disappear, and they take a lot of effort to mine out of the ground and make new ones, so they're very stable data which can track what people are doing accurately. Same thing with silver. But like quartz rocks, in that case, you could just, you know, anybody can go out and collect those. Seashells have been used as money because it is difficult to get them far away from the ocean. And so you can make the seashells, and the further away from the ocean they get, the more rare and harder they become to counterfeit. So counterfeiting is really the essence of money.
Can Bitcoin be counterfeited?
So Bitcoin is the first digital technology which solved the physical integrity problem, and it made it so that the only people that could counterfeit it are the miners. And so they do a bunch of encrypting and decrypting, and they're able to get new Bitcoins, but they're the only ones that are able to counterfeit. Otherwise, it's pretty much impossible to counterfeit, except for, in theory, quantum computers could do that, and there's also a consensus problem in which the Chinese could put up like 6,000 servers and come over and just say that their money's good, and everybody would have to take their word for it because they're the majority. But besides that, there's no way to counterfeit it.
And what about some of the others? Are the others counterfeitable?
Well, you can take like the Federal Reserve note, and they spend a lot of time and money, and there's lots of laws that deal with trying to stop counterfeiting, and there's a lot of international treaties for that purpose, a lot of administrative effort. So it is difficult to, but not impossible, to counterfeit Federal Reserve notes. And so that's the main thing, is it's not necessarily has to be impossible, it just has to be difficult and expensive and not worth it. With cloud coins, we've created the first currency that cannot be counterfeited at all, meaning that the amount stays the same always, except if we do a split. And in that case, everybody's cloud coins doubles or multiplies depending on how we do the split.
And what if you did a reverse split? Then that would be worth less.
Yeah, except we don't have that technology, unfortunately. We have the technology to split, but not to reverse split.
Okay, so how did you develop the cloud coin technology? Let's give us some of the history here.
Well, I was working on I'm a candidate for PhD in computer information systems. I was working on my dissertation on counterfeit detection systems and object recognition. And I realized that money is data, and the monetary systems are information systems. And I said, you know what, all we need to do is, we don't need to store all the transactions like they do in the blockchain. All we have to do is recognize what money's real and what money's not. I developed a system for that called the RADA, which is the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents. And instead of writing a paper, I decided I'm going to go ahead and just take the next year and implement it. And so that's what I've been doing. And I created a consortium, something called the Cloud Coin Consortium. I gathered together system administrators from all over the world, because I realized that the banking system should be run by system administrators, not by bankers. And we created an indestructible system using some new technology that we've created. And that's how we get our physical integrity.
Okay, so now, how are you going to go about, or is it already accepted by a lot of places? You know, like, for example, if I have Bitcoin, there are a lot of offshore places that, you know, for poker and for other things that love to take Bitcoin. There's, you know, Priceline takes Bitcoin. Overstock.com takes Bitcoin. Who's going to take Cloudcoin from me as a source of payment? Is there people out there now that will take it?
So there is. And in fact, we've had a lot of experiments in Venezuela. And we've showed what it takes to get a digital economy going. But right now, our major obstacle is what we call our cloud bank software that we're working on, and that will allow any application in the world, whether it be an exchange or a video game or a website, to accept cloud coins as payment. And we expect that to, you know, cause it to explode, but right now we just don't have the technology, really.
All right, and so when you... when you look at, you know, the different technology, and, you know, again, a lot of people like the crypto world or the Bitcoin because it's private. It's supposed to be anonymous. So if I'm, you know, if I want to stash a bunch of cash away without anybody really knowing about it, and with the ability to, you know, pick up and leave at a moment's notice without having to go to the banks and get all my money out. You know, that was always one of the big benefits, supposedly, of this, you know, the currency or the cloud space or, you know, whatever. Is that the same with Cloudcoin?
Yes, only it's magnified, because with Cloudcoin, it's 100% anonymous, which means there's no accounts and no records of transactions, where with Bitcoins, it is, everything is tracked by the blockchain. And so if somebody was to figure out what your account number is, they could figure out everything that you bought, how much money you have, who you paid, all that kind of stuff. But basically everything that the blockchain does, Cloudcoin does it much better, almost perfectly, where we have the ability to do transactions within, you know, below a second, where with the blockchain, it's going to take 40 minutes. So that's one of the biggest problems with the blockchain, is the scalability.
All right. So when we look at the cloud coin and we look at the value, and of course it's anonymous, what is like the value today of, you know, I guess it would be at one cloud coin? I don't understand all this technology, this breakage, how it works. But like, what is the value of Cloudcoin today?
Well, there is a Cloudcoin exchange out there, and it does loosely track the value. And right now, it's about 3 cents per Cloudcoin, and it's gone up since its inception back in March. So it's gone up about 300%, and we expect it to continue to go up as more people learn about it and as we get better software that's able to handle it.
Okay, and who is, or where is it controlled? Where is it traded right now?
So there is something called the cloudcoinexchange.ch. So CH is the Switzerland extension, and that's one of the websites that exchange it.
Okay. And, you know, so, 3 cents per whatever coin, and are they, so they're not mined, right? They're not mined like Bitcoin?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So what is the, you know, I guess, how many are there? What is the limit that there can be? I mean, is there things like that involved?
Sure. Yes, there's 1.4 billion roughly. And unlike other coins that had an ICO, which is an initial coin offering, Cloudcoin is being spent over a 5-year period, with 1/60th of it being spent every month. That's being spent on programmers and system administrators, getting the system better and better and better.
And how long has Cloudcoin been around?
It's been around since March 15th.
Okay, so it's relatively new, and yeah. it's been created. Now, what's to say that another one won't be created? You know, that another competition. I mean, one of the concerns I have, Sean, is I look at, you know, the Bitcoin first, and then there was Ethereum, and then there was Dash, and then there was BitShares, and then there was this one, and then there's, you know, there's a new one now. What's the new hot one? I can't remember. Moreno or whatever it is. You know.
Well, there's like 900 cryptocurrencies.
Right. So they keep going. So where does, and these, we'll get these after we get from the break, but where does the real value come from? Okay. You know, again, I don't understand.
So
this is where
we're different, that we have a patent.
No, I understand. I want you to answer, but you'll give it. You'll explain it to me. Give me the comparison. Because again, I'm not involved in either at all myself. I've thought about getting involved in some of the cheaper ones just to goof around. But you know, again, I need to know more about it. We're gonna. But we'll stop out here for a break. We're with Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global. And, you know, he's telling us about the cloud coin. I think it's extremely interesting. And, you know, I'm trying to get into this space, but I'm trying to learn about it as well. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day. We're going to stop out here for a break. Be back with Sean after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global, the inventor of Cloudcoin. And, of course, we're getting some education. All right, so we've got all these questions I just laid out to you. So how do I get it? What do I do? What's, you know, all these things, you know, again, got to make sense because, you know, what's to stop another guy from coming out with another version? And, you know, where does it, how is this all going to end? You know, in the world we have, and again, I'm not a fan of the central bank. I'm not a fan of the fiat currency system, but basically the main currencies in this country, in this world, are the euro currency, the dollar, the Swiss franc, and the Japanese yen. Those are the major currencies. Now, obviously, there's a bunch of little ones, but those are the main liquid currencies that everybody kind of goes to. Now, make me realize that. And so, in what you're doing,
sure. So, digital currencies like Cloudcoin are going to have a profound impact on our society, and that's because we human beings have to have money to coordinate our activities. And when the money's good, like Cloudcoin is, which is perfect, it's going to change everything. It's going to make it so that there are no banks, there's no tellers, there's no vaults. There's not going, you know, our banks are going to be on our computer devices, on our either our desktops or our cell phones. And when we get paid, we'll be paid on email. Our banks will be able to send money that we're not using to some kind of investment bank automatically, so that people will be able to get home loans and auto loans, and nobody's going to know about the loans. They're going to be, you know, virtual. We're going to be able to get them from all over the world. Stocks and bonds will be able to bought and sold privately. We'll probably have an insurance company revolution in that we'll be able to buy insurance from all over the world instead of just the one or two companies that we're kind of stuck with right now. There's not going to be any tariffs. There's not going to be any employment rules that are going to be able to be applicable, and not going to be very easy to tax people on this either. So it's going to be a big change.
Okay. And do you see this becoming a obviously you're involved, so you see it coming as a much bigger deal, but what do you figure on, you know, the timing and the acceptance of this cloud coin? And obviously you have to get some more software, right? Cause you've got to get something else to do that we talked about earlier, but, how do you see this coming in the future? What's your timeline, sir?
Well, you know, what we've seen, we did some tests in Venezuela, and people there, when we said, hey, this is Cloudcoin, they're like, what? You know, they don't understand. But once we told them, hey, you could trade this for dollars, and they knew about dollars and they wanted those, and they started using cloud coins. And once they did, they didn't want to use dollars anymore. So I think that once you try it, you're not going to want to go back. Bitcoin is very difficult to use, and it's very a big download, and you have to create accounts, and it's very difficult. But with Cloudcoin, it's totally different. So I expect it to really take off when people realize the benefits of it.
Okay.
How long will that take?
Go ahead.
Probably 10 years.
All right. And
but I expect...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
To dominate all other currencies because it's better than all other currencies.
Okay, so now, who's behind the cloud coin? Who are all the, I guess, participants or the players? And what makes it something that is safe for me to go ahead and invest in?
Well, I wouldn't, talk about investments because, but as far as, like you get paid in dollars, change them to cloud coins, then when you go to spend them, you know that the value is probably going to go up. But the people that are involved with this, we've created something called the RADA, which is the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents, and it's a whole bunch of 25 self-healing server clusters all around the world. They're all run by different people, different consortium members. They're in Russia, they're in India, they're in Taiwan, Australia, America, just all over the place. And together, they don't share any data, but they keep the counterfeit detection system going. They trust each other. If one goes down, they can actually self-repair. They can bring up another one and repair it. So that's how that system works.
All right. So so right now, though, like, you've invented it or you've patented it, however, we look at it. And now you've got to get, obviously, acceptance. Is there anybody, you have your own exchange. Like if I go to an exchange, I can see the 40 or 50 of the cryptocurrencies that are trading, and I can trade them like in the free market. And of course, I said invest because to me, this sounds like it's something like a gold, all right, or something like that. In other words, if I was concerned about the currency that I'm in, which would be U.S. dollars, I would, I might want to buy some cloud coins to hold, because I believe that right now the reason gold isn't a lot higher today is because a lot of these cryptocurrencies have taken the money away from gold and it's gone there. And that's simply because, like, for example, when you were in Greece, when they were going through the meltdown, you couldn't get your money out, because, you bring more than 10,000 in cash or whatever, you got to go through and you got to declare. And, if they check it, it's a big pain. Whereas if I had, a cryptocurrency or a cloud coin, and I had $1 million, I could, it's on my phone or wherever it is. I don't have to worry about anything. I can just walk around with it. Right. So that's kind of where I'm at. What do you think?
Yeah. So gold, the supply and demand, gold and silver today have to compete with cryptocurrencies and other currencies for people's investment. And cryptocurrencies are better than gold and silver because you can transfer them over the wire all over the world. So you have this whole global market instead of your local gold market where you have to go down to some store and try to pawn your gold to get money or something. It's totally different, and you don't have to worry about theft or storage issues or the government coming even and seizing your gold, which could actually happen. So digital currencies are better, and I think that you'll see that things like Cloudcoin are better than everything, and there won't be any reason why you'd want to have dollars in the future.
I'm for that. I mean, I'm tired of the Federal Reserve, offering secondaries on my cash that's in my pocket whenever they decide to print more money, right? It's not a good thing for me. They want to force inflation, to do a lot of things which don't, they want to be able to inflate my assets by doing what they do so that I can pay more money for the same thing.
It's an information system that's being hacked, and there's hackers that are getting money, dollars or Federal Reserve notes, and they didn't earn them. And they're on both ends of it. They're the script kiddie ones that don't know anything about hacking, but they're getting money from the government, who is getting money from the Federal Reserve by hacking. And then there's the actual Federal Reserve people themselves that have figured out how to work the system and get rich off it. And they aren't doing us any good by that.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with it. That goes back to, if you've ever read or heard of The Creature from Jekyll Island, that was a book about the Federal Reserve. And, of course, so this bypasses the need for a Federal Reserve, correct?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, one of the reasons for having a Federal Reserve is so that a government can always borrow money. And so it can always print up new money that can be forced on the people. And this helps to pay for programs and wars and a lot of stuff that doesn't make economic sense. And so that, by getting rid of the Federal Reserve, you get rid of the government's ability to do that. And in theory, you're going to create a much more prosperous society.
So do you see the cloud coin being the answer that will be the new currency? I mean, obviously, as I said, we've got a number of different currencies, and, you know, of course, you know, it depends on where you live and whatever, but do you see cloud coin being a universal currency?
Yeah, I see that its effects are going to be quite profound because it's so different. It's so much better, and it's based on totally new approach, new theories, new ideas about what money is, new philosophies. So I think it's going to make a big, giant change, a big impact on society.
Okay, so, you know, let's say, so now who manages, now you said there's servers all over the country that handle these things. Who manages those servers, and what's to assure me that the money is safe?
So there's no system administrators. There's no single administrator of the system. There's a whole bunch of them that work on their own system. They're kind of like clock keepers. They just keep things on. And there is a consortium, a Cloudcoin consortium, and we develop software and do things that we do in order to help the technology succeed. But there's no central authority.
Okay, but again, I'm always afraid, you know, when somebody, you know, I'm not tech savvy. I have no idea what's, you know, I'm lucky I can turn a computer on. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, you're talking about, you know, these systems that run and protect, but how do I know that the people that are running the system aren't kind of, you know, doing what the Fed is and just in a different way, and obviously not devaluing or whatever, but maybe they're, you know, skimming. Again, I'm not saying that you are. I don't understand. That's where I had a problem with the crypto world. Is it makes me a little bit nervous. Not that I wouldn't invest in it now, because I would, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because I think this is important. Understand? Because I would certainly buy some cloud coins. I would invest to see how they worked. I wouldn't, you know, throw all my money in it at one time. But we'll come and talk about it when we come back from the break. We're with Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm every day and download the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. And we're going to come back and talk some more Cloudcoin with Sean Worthington after the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show.
It's about time.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global. And Sean, so I asked you a whole bunch of questions, but the first one that I want to know is, you know, I mentioned earlier investing, and you said you wouldn't invest in it, but why wouldn't I invest in it? If you believe that it's a great model and you think it's going to appreciate in value, why wouldn't I invest in Cloudcoin, you know, instead of buying gold, for example?
Well, I just, you know, I don't think of buying money as an investment. I think of buying into a company that's going to do something as being an investment, maybe something. But actually, if you buy Cloudcoin and you push up the value, it does speed up development and it does make things go faster. And so it is actually an investment, really.
Well, I mean, I look at it as an investment. I mean, look at it. I'm a trader. So mm-hmm. It's a little different. I buy euro currency. I sell euro currency. I buy U.S. dollars. I sell U.S. dollars. So, you know, I have to sometimes have to use the dollars to hedge certain things. You know, right? You know, if I'm doing business in Europe, if I'm trading in Europe and I'm going to carry a position overnight, then I've got to take I not only do I have to worry about my position, but I've got to hedge my currency risk overnight. So, you know, that is so when I say invest, I mean, you know, I mean, I could see, you know, somebody would have bought, you know, the number is if you'd have bought $10,000 worth of Bitcoin 8 years ago and did nothing with it and just sat there and you sold it today in the open market, it's worth over $100 million. So why wouldn't I, you know, invest or buy some cloud coin until it becomes a recognized currency that is used all over the place and I could actually spend it versus now I would invest in it? Tell me where my logic is wrong.
Well, I guess I just might use some different language. I might say that you're hedging, but unfortunately, my specialty is computer science, not in financial technology. So
okay, well, that's fair. I mean, again, it just we're just looking at a product, right? That is a it's the newfound technology of cryptocurrencies. You know, let's say we're now coming out of the infancy of this whole space, and you know, eventually, you know, somebody had told me a number of weeks ago that Bitcoin is like a Model T, you know, in compared to the technology that is now available in this cryptocurrency space. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. Yes. So Cloudcoin is definitely what's called the second mover. We've been able to look at Bitcoin, see all of the things that are wrong with it, and totally rework everything. So it's, you know, much, much, much better.
Okay.
So we should have an advantage of being able to look and see what they did and what they did wrong and how we can improve on it.
Okay. So now, obviously, how are you getting the word out? What is your way of getting the word out that this actually exists, right? I mean, you know, I didn't know what Cloudcoin was, you know, before I met you. So how do we get that word out, and how do you make people understand how good and how valuable this product could be?
Well, I think that once people use it and try it, they'll tell all their friends. We actually have been concentrating on just getting all of the software going so it works very well, and we haven't been doing very much marketing. We've sent out maybe two press releases, one in Russia and one in Serbia, but we're just now starting to talk about it. I wrote a book, Beyond Bitcoin, and so we're talking about that now. That's going to be published next month.
Oh, nice. Very good. So, okay, so now are they using it in Russia, and are they using it in Serbia? Is that why you focus on those markets?
Well, we sent out a press release. Actually, it was kind of unauthorized, and it was kind of leaked out, and but it became a big hit in Russia. And then we did do a press release about one of our network administrators that was working in Serbia, and that went viral. They did some story about how Cloudcoin is going to destroy the World Bank, and we had a whole bunch of people interested in Cloudcoin as a result of that, and they came in and bought it in huge amounts.
No, I mean, look, again, I know that Russia and China use the blockchain to trade gold for oil. All right. So again, and you don't use the blockchain, yours is a different method of delivery or a different method of accounting for it. And, you know, again, this is more of an education for me and the listeners so that we get an idea so that we would be looking at, because again, my people, a lot of my listeners are, you know, Bitcoin types of people, they're gold types of people, you know, that's the liberty, you know, we're all looking for a better way to invest without having somebody, you know, without, in our case, Uncle Sam playing with my own dollars, right? I mean, that would be, you know, they do it all over the world. I mean, central banking has been around since the 1600s in England. And of course, it's a scam system. It's a legalized Ponzi scheme. And I'm understanding that what you do is not. And that's why we need to make sure that we all understand so that this can actually be the next generation. I mean, because listen, we didn't have paper dollars. You know, dollars used to say certificates or silver certificates. You know, and you had a dollar, you could take it in and get a Morgan Stanley dollar for it, right? Now, it's a note. So now it's worthless papers, what you've really got. And of course, that's what you're not looking to do that. You're looking to build something that has real value that holds. And you're trying to go back to almost a gold, but in a digital way, and something that will keep its value and work with the system, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So how do we, you know, get it out there, and how are we going to get the word out, and you know, where, how do you get retailers, for example? I mean, obviously we all, you know, use retailers, Amazon, whatever, to start to say that, well, okay, Cloudcoin is an acceptable form of payment.
Well, you know, first we have to have the technology, and that means just having this cloud bank software done so that everybody can actually accept it on their websites automatically and in their software. And we hope to have that done by next month. And then once we have that done, we'll probably start marketing. I'm now going around talking to people like yourself, and my book's going to be coming out, and we'll be talking about it. And so hopefully it'll start to make some news, and people will try it, and it'll be a big deal.
All right. Well, give me the name of your company again, and give people a way to get a hold of you if they have interest. So do that first.
Sure. That's cloudcoin.global. They can go to the website, or if they're interested in buying, you can usually just Google Cloudcoin buy or buy Cloudcoin. Cloudcoin is one word, and you'll find a place, you know, you'll find places out there that you can purchase it.
And what is the name of your book?
It's Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies. And right now, at the editor getting finished. But once I'm done with that, I will have it on the cloudcoin.global website. It talks all about money technology, if you want to know about money in general and how it applies to computer science. It's pretty revolutionary.
And will that book be available only on your website, or will it be available at some of the bookstores?
So I think our plan is that we're going to give it away for free for anybody that gives us our email. And we'll use those emails to market.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm all down with that. I understand the marketing angle. So, okay, so you can give the book away for free. And and so if I read the book, will that give me the education I need to make me feel comfortable that I want to be involved in trading or buying and using Cloudcoin?
Yes, because the book, it has, you know, two tones to it. One tone is very loose and talks about the overall picture, but then we get into some real technical specifications, and so we get into the detailed technology of how it works, so people would understand it precisely what they're getting into.
All right, so if you had words of wisdom, okay, to everybody out there, what would you tell them?
You mean like investment advice?
Well, I mean, you know, Cloudcoin advice. I mean, you were talking about Cloudcoin.
What I would tell them is that if you're not looking at digital currency, you're missing the boat, because this is a substantial, profound technology that will change everything. And it's going to dominate the future of human activities. We're going to be able to do things that you could never even dream about. And so this is something that you want to look at. This is something that you want to be involved with. This is something, if you're concerned about liberty, you definitely want to try to push this technology forward and do what you can to help it along, because it's going to help everybody be more free.
Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. It's nice having you. Nice being here.
It was great to have you. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. That was Sean Worthington from cloudcoin.global. Check it out. Check out the site. This is The Bubba Show. Make sure you go download every day at libertytalk.fm. That'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.